I know that ECF is dealing a lot with that. Do we have an expertise on them? Alexander already raised his hand, and Alexander, the floor is yours, please.
The definition of shadows and was a direct request from this group from the previous meeting. We didn't include it in our initial package of types of infrastructure because we were quite skeptical about the positive effects of shadows. But there was a remark that we also need to consider advisory cycle lines and shadows and some other types which are included in informal document number 4. Generally, I would be so that's the motivation for including them in informal documents 3 and 4. We got homework and we did it. If from the user point of view, I agree that it's not useful to consider shadows as a substitute for a cycle lane or a cycle track on a street where segregation of different users is necessary, where the volumes or speeds of motorized traffic are high. Nevertheless, I see it as a useful, I see a positive effect in when it's sort of an educational tool in places where on lower class residential streets where car drivers might not be, for example, aware that cyclists are using the street in both directions.
So, Alexander, as I understand, you prefer this signage only where there is the control flow for cyclists in one-way streets, or you prefer it also in the, some local roads to how say remind the car drivers that that could be expected that more cycle traffic is.
I mean, in this document, we're not prescribing again where this sign should be applied. This is whether we want to have. To have this kind of sign in the palette of tools that is available to our local administration. I gave a few examples how it is used across different countries. It can be, for example, used on a roundabout to indicate cyclists that they should not ride just next to the edge of the roundabouts, because this is a known source of collisions when the car is leaving the roundabout and the cyclist is just riding next to the edge of the roundabout, or in contra-flow cycling when it is more used for car drivers. But it can also be used on a local street with mixed traffic to indicate the cyclists that they should not just ride next to parked cars where they are at the risk of an accident with opening doors of a car. This is we're not proposing here a complete manual how to design and organize cycle traffic. We're defining the tools and striving for some common look or standardization of understanding what those tools mean, so they are understandable. So if you cycle to another country, you understand what is painted on the road.
Okay, thank you, Alexander. The comment also from Secretariat, please.